Track 448.
On the wall to the right of the Dabney case, look up. See the great carved eagle's head? It is the wooden figurehead of the bark Veronica, built in 1878 at Bath, Maine, and registered that same year in New Bedford under the ownership of Luam Snow Jr. and Antone L. Sylvia. The Veronica sailed as a regular packet to the Azores and Madeira, carrying cargo and passengers. She was typical of countless vessels under Azorean command, which played a long-term role in the growth of international trade during the age of sail and steam. Beneath the eagle figurehead are examples of Portuguese passports and documents related to immigration. The deck cannon is from the whale ship Charles W. Morgan, which visited the Azores during whaling cruises. Naval cannon of similar design armed Fort at Fayal, as illustrated by the cutout image of the cannon crew above the next exhibit case. Behind you on the mezzanine railing is a facsimile of a journal one Joseph Tuck kept on board the brig Nickerson of Provincetown, Massachusetts. The port of New Bedford was not alone in developing strong relationships with the Azores. Provincetown, a port that specialized in sperm whaling voyages to the North Atlantic, also connected with the islands. By the early 1900s, several of New Bedford's whaling schooners, including the John R. Manta, were purchased from Provincetown, and likewise, Azorean masters from New Bedford commanded voyages from Provincetown, too.